If you're arrested and you were not born in the U.S., in many jails in the country, it's likely you'll be flagged. It all begins with fingerprints. Here at the Pinal County Jail in Florence, Arizona, not only do the databases check for past criminal histories, they also check against immigration databases.
It could identify somebody that's done time in this country before and been deported.
That's Terry Johnson, head of detention here. Fingerprints can also flag legal immigrants who may have done a crime that now makes them deportable. Next to the fingerprint station, Johnson's colleague points to a desk and a couple chairs under a poster that says 287G.
So this section is the 287G section?
287G is a collaboration between U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and local jails. There are five 287G officers on staff here. They were trained by ICE to interview anyone arrested and booked into jail who might be foreign-born. If the officer identifies someone who's potentially deportable, they call ICE.
Get the hold established so that they're not released from our custody until ICE picks them up after the entire adjudication process.
Those ICE holds are how immigrants arrested and booked into local jail wind up in deportation proceedings. But outgoing Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou says in recent years, the system hasn't worked as well as it could.
The infrastructure's there to apprehend, identify, and deport these criminals, but it's not being used.
At the beginning of the Obama administration, the fingerprints, 287G, and ICE holds all helped deport record numbers of people, including those just accused of crimes or pulled over for broken taillights. But under Obama, there's been a pivot in recent years. ICE agents are now instructed to only move to deport people convicted of the most serious offenses. Babiou says that means some immigrants he believes should have been deported weren't, and says there are instances where immigrants committed new crimes after they were released from jail. Babiou wants to see Trump reverse that trend and revive the field version of 287G. That gave local police officers on the street immigration enforcement powers.
We're talking hundreds of thousands of law enforcement across America, local, county, state law enforcement, working in partnership with our sisters and brothers in ICE and the Border Patrol to protect our country.
The field program was abandoned under Obama after allegations it led to racial profiling. But Babiou thinks it can be done right. He ran for Congress unsuccessfully this year and is leaving the sheriff's office, but he did get to campaign alongside Trump and share these ideas.
I told him numerous stories here, and he says, we're going to fix all that.
There are some obstacles to Trump's vision. For one, immigration courts are already backlogged. And two, the Obama administration already tried these same policies, and a lot of people didn't like it. They felt the deportation dragnet was catching too many non-serious criminals.
Folks were being pushed into the immigration detention and deportation pipeline who no one really thinks of as dangerous.
Cesar Cuauhtemoc Garcia Hernandez is a law professor at the University of Denver. He says Obama's efforts sparked a major backlash. Several local jurisdictions voted to limit their agreements with ICE. California passed laws restricting coordination with ICE and now allows immigrants to opt out of interviews with federal agents. This climate makes it even harder for Trump to revive the 287G field program that gave local police officers immigration authority.
And a number of cities throughout the United States have already declared that they're not interested in doing ICE's job for them.
What remains to be seen is whether Trump will make good on a threat to withhold federal funds from localities that don't cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. Reporting from Florence, I'm Jude Joffe Block.